This year, Kinship Radio is taking a journey, a discipleship journey, and we want to invite you to join us. Our ultimate goal, of course, is to become more like Christ. 1 Peter 2, verse 21 says, "For to this you have been called, because Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example, so that you might follow in his steps." In order to help us along the way, we've tapped Lifeway Research's Executive Director, Scott McConnell, to join us as we take our next steps to obey God and deny ourselves. Scott, welcome.
Thank you. Glad to be with you.
In a recent article from Lifeway, you featured the topic of Lent, which began this year with Ash Wednesday on March 3rd. So from what I've learned, the early church practiced a form of Lent in the 2nd century, or at least dating back to the 2nd century. It seems that observing Lent is an area that a Christian can really focus on, this topic of obeying God and denying self. In that article, you recently reported the results of a survey that says that 3 in 4 Americans skip Lent altogether. Why do you think Lenten observance has decreased overall?
Yeah, we don't have a long history of data to look back on to know for sure, but the fact that fewer and fewer Americans identify as Christian, we would assume that fewer Americans are observing Lent today than in previous generations. We still see a majority of Catholics observing Lent and about 1 in 5 Protestants, but overall we expect that's probably lower than what we saw in previous generations.
Myself, I grew up in a non-liturgical church, as a matter of fact, a Baptist church, and so for most of my adult life, I didn't think that Lent was for me. What benefits might be there for Christians who want to engage in this early church practice?
Yeah, for those who've not engaged in Lent, the elements of it are fairly simple. It typically involves prayer and fasting and really some dedicated time with Jesus Christ. And so for those who've not observed that, they would probably recognize those as good practices. James 4:8 says, "Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you." That's really what Lent is about. It's taking something away in that fasting practice and really instead turning toward Christ and drawing near to him. The closer we get to him, the more he responds by moving toward us. And that's very similar to any of our other relationships. As we step in and step closer to friends and to family, that typically endears them to us, and they want to step into that relationship as well. And so in our relationship with Christ, when we take a step toward him in some way, he very much enjoys that, and typically we enjoy him more.
When I think about it, obeying God is really an acknowledgement of God's authority over us. What practical things might we implement in our highly individualistic culture to begin to mature in this area? Because our culture really does pull us away, doesn't it?
It does. And some of the ways it pulls us away probably gives us some of the clues of how we can draw closer to him. Two of the big areas I see our culture really trying to pull us in a different direction is really time and money. Time is so valuable in our culture today. And so to give some time to God and to spend some time with him is a really big and sometimes costly decision. And yet we're so regimented in our lives that, sometimes what we need to do is put a reminder in our calendar to just stop and pray, to carve out some time to spend with him. And that's really a way to acknowledge his authority in our lives. And very similarly with our finances, if we're not intentionally giving back to God as Scripture has instructed us, then we're really rebelling against his authority. And we're really saying that we don't trust him to provide for us and our lives. And sometimes we may not know how our finances are going to work out, but this is how God has challenged us. He wants us to be putting him first in our lives and really giving him every area of our lives.
And I guess if things were easy and God didn't challenge us, we wouldn't know as much about him through the process.
That's so true.
Who in your mind, other than Jesus, surfaces as a champion in obeying God and denying self?
Years ago, somebody told me about a very famous person, John Wesley, and just some of his practices. He spent a lot of time in prayer and meditation and fasting that brought him closer to Christ. But one of the other things that really stood out when they described him to me was just the simplicity that he lived. He lived for the rest of his years after his student days, living on the same amount of money he did as a student. If you can imagine, for me anyway, that was a very small amount of money. he literally gave away all of the additional money he made and simply lived on that little bit of money for food and occasionally some clothes. That's just a different lifestyle and so countercultural to what we see around us today. And yet, not only did he live a life that was exemplary, but, you know, he inspired a lot of other people to step closer to Christ.
Well, thank you so much, Scott, for joining us and for allowing me to kind of pick your brain this morning about the topic of obeying God and denying self. Scott is the executive director of Lifeway Research, and he and his team regularly measure the views of American churchgoers and Protestant pastors. He's also the author of several books, his latest being Together, The Power of Groups. And Scott, is there a website that you'd like to share for people to find out more about Lifeway Research?
Sure. Our research is available at lifewayresearch.com, and there's research articles there as well as articles that just give some biblical guidance on how to live in our current context.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.